Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to my now, some would say, occasional podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I promise you, it was not intentional to miss a couple of weeks. It's just, as I said, I've been working on a cruise ship. I was out at sea for 3 weeks, and when you're on a cruise, the internet is sketchy at best. It is a satellite connection to the ship. It download and et cetera at dial-up speeds. Look it up, kids. I've said it before. Say it again. It existed. Dial-up internet. And it's just, I couldn't get it done. So I apologize for that. I appreciate the regular listeners' patience. Listeners are telling other people about me. I'm hearing about it more and more. I really appreciate that. As I said, this year, one of my goals is to grow the podcast. And I know that, you know, that you want to grow the podcast, you got to do the podcast. I understand. I hear you. I'm going to be doing the podcast. I promise you, it's going to get better. Anyway, so I was at sea, and I have to tell you, by the way, I was on a jazz cruise that was just absolutely awesome. I just love the music. I love the creativity. It's a fantastic thing. People always say, who do I check out in jazz? And if you listen to guys like Marcus Miller or Robert Glasper or Gregory Porter, you know, that besides the classics like Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, etc., it's just, there's a creativity going on in the music that is just fantastic. A guy named Braxton Cook, Christian Scott, Alex Hahn. If you really want to hear a killer jazz record, there's a guy named Alex Hahn. He's a saxophone player. His record is called Spirit. It's his first record, and it was nominated for a Grammy. Phenomenal. So that's where I was. And you know what? I enjoyed it. You know why? Because it was a break from reality. Now, I happened to read a piece about last week. It sort of summed up what went on last week. It was titled A President's Day Without a President, which is something I tweeted. But let's just look at last week. So this is what I missed, and this is why I really don't feel too bad about missing a week of reality. You should try it, kids. Just unplug. Give yourself 7 days. So it began last Tuesday. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, informed the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, basically, the United States is under attack. And he's talking about Russia and the hacking of elections, the cyber war, we can call it, the cyber propaganda, the Facebook articles, the Twitter, the stirring up, et cetera, et cetera. So all the things Russia did, he was sitting there with the director of the CIA, director of the FBI, and the National Security Agency. Okay, they're all in agreement. Russia has declared war on our country. That's dramatic, but we can definitely say cyber war. And the president did nothing. Remember, Congress voted for sanctions against Russia, and he did nothing. Now, Wednesday, the Senate does nothing regarding the Dreamers. They couldn't come up with a way for them to stay in the country. They couldn't do anything. And the Dreamers have done nothing wrong. These were kids who were brought to the United States when they were young, before they had any choice in the matter, grew up as Americans, and now they want to kick them out. And you know, Trump is big. I hate chain migration. You know, the way his wife's parents came into the country. Hypocrites, bullshit artists, and just absolutely nothing done in the Senate. Of course, Trump did nothing. But then the story changed. The high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. One more time, another school shooting. 19-year-old expelled. Goes to his local gun store, buys an AR-15, perfectly legal, buys tons of ammunition, knows how to operate the school, goes in, sets off alarms, gets kids in the hallway, starts killing. 17 children dead, 2 teachers dead. And again, and then, you know the cycle, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Trump did give a speech Thursday about a school shooting, and he neglected to mention guns. I'll say that again. He gave a speech about the school shooting. He neglected to mention guns. He did mention mental health. I'm going to get into mental health in a little while, but keep in mind, they talk about mental health. I haven't seen a mass stabbing. I haven't seen a mass hitting with a stick. It's the same argument over and over, people. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You know that as well as I do. This one, okay, now teenagers are organized. Teenagers are marching in the street. Teenagers are outing and attacking politicians who take money from the NRA, which, of course, Fox News says these teenagers were set up to do because one of their dads worked for the FBI. There's no length Fox will not go to bullshit you. Imagine if they put as much research and effort into truth as they do in creating these bullshit narratives. It would be fair and balanced. It would be amazing if they worked that hard on just reporting some truth. Sorry, I was dreaming for a minute. I'm back. So anyway, we have the mass shooting. Now, that the next day, of course, Trump says the FBI, because there were reports about this kid. This kid was obviously disturbed. He was on YouTube talking about school shootings and showing off pictures of his guns, blah, blah, blah. So Trump says, well, the FBI didn't catch it because they're too busy investigating Russia. They're too busy investigating me in Russia. It's the FBI's for blah, blah, blah. Fuck. That's the only thing you can say. Fuck. So here it is. So let's talk about the gun thing. I know we're not supposed to. I know it's too soon. I know blah, 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 blah. You want to talk about guns and mental health? Let's talk about how insane we are as a nation. We are absolutely insane. Do you know what sold out on Amazon last week? Bulletproof backpacks. Stop and think about that for a minute. Bulletproof backpacks sold out. Our kids need bulletproof backpacks to go to school. And we talk about the insanity of the shooters. What about the insanity of us as a society that we accept that? That we consider that okay. That's fine. That kids wearing bulletproof backpacks. Yeah, well, you know, they got to go to school. Might as well be prepared. I don't know about you. When I was a kid and I went to school, that never came up. Honestly, I grew up in New York City, okay? And some of people would say New York, ooh, dangerous, this or that. I didn't have a bulletproof backpack when I was a kid. You know why? Because we weren't fucking insane yet. Because we weren't fucking insane and collectively have lost our minds as a society. I read an article about a teachers' union meeting in Florida. You know what they were discussing? They weren't discussing class size. They weren't discussing wages. They weren't discussing budget cuts and not getting new books. They were discussing whether or not they would be human shields, whether or not they should block the door and take a bullet when a school shooter is there, whether or not if a kid is in the hallway banging on the door, do you risk letting the kid in your classroom because the shooter might be right behind him? Yeah, that's what the teachers are talking about. And the kids are wearing bulletproof backpacks. And we're talking about mental health? Really? Really? Mental health of the shooter? What about our mental health? Then, of course, you know the NRA. Arm the teachers. Let's just give the teachers guns. No. All right? No. You know why? Because their title is teacher. Their title is not soldier. Their title is not anti-terrorism, black ops specialist. Their title isn't defender. Their title is teacher. How about we as a society become sane enough to let our teachers teach? How about we find a point in our society? I know it's crazy. I know I'm talking crazy. I know I'm talking crazy. You know, the rest of the world has school shootings every month. Oh, wait, fuck, no. They don't. Yeah, but in Australia, they sell bulletproof backpacks. Oh, fuck, no. They don't. Absolute insanity. Kudos to anyone listening who's a teacher. God bless you. What a job. What a hard job. Our society does nothing to make your job easier. Yeah, I'm going bleeding heart liberal on this one. Our society does nothing to make the teacher's job easier. Now we want you to carry a gun and take a bullet. Well, what about expanding the military? Well, we can't. See, this is, I'm going to go off on a tangent here because I just loved this article. So Trump wants to build up the military, right? I'm going to get back to the shootings and all that shit. But Trump wants to build up the military. What if we built up the military and we had soldiers in the schools to protect the kids? Oh, we can't. Do you know why? We're too fat. That's right. Nearly three quarters of Americans aged 17 to 24 are ineligible for the military due to obesity, health problems, criminal backgrounds, or lack of education. Obesity. We're too fat for the army. Unbelievable. Yeah, there are some health problems and some criminal stuff, but that's not the big issue. The big issue is too fat. Yeah, he won't fit in the tank. Yeah, can't get him down that hole, the hatch. Yeah. Wanted to put him in the Navy. Got three of them. Boat sank. They were a little too fat. Fighter jet. Can't close the canopy. What about the helicopter? What are you kidding? We got to add an engine. Why? They're American. Them some bitches is fat. That's hilarious to me. Hilarious. Our kids are too fat. Man, I hope we're not attacked. Holy shit. Anyway, getting back to our insanity. AR-15s for sale. If you're in most of the country, in most states, if you are... See, we always talk about gun control and background checks and all this. That's for handguns. To buy a long gun, a rifle or a shotgun, you need to be 18 and have ID. That's in most states. There's no waiting period. You go in, you buy your rifle, you buy your shotgun, and you walk out. You buy as much ammunition as you want and head over to your local high school. Unbelievable. That your Second Amendment right, which I'm not even going to go into what the Second Amendment means and the interpretation, but I will say that don't think the NRA speaks for the gun owners. The NRA speaks for the gun lobby. There's a joke meme going around saying that if you really wanted Congress to enact gun legislation, just have a bunch of black people start buying guns. But then someone responded, which it's very funny and somewhat true. It did happen in California when the Black Panthers were carrying guns. California quickly banned open carry when the Black Panthers showed up at the Capitol with shotguns. But anyway, it sounds great. Yeah, let's arm all the black people and the Latino people that ban guns the next week. But the truth is they wouldn't, because the NRA is supported by gun manufacturers. And if gun manufacturers saw an uptick in black people buying guns or brown people buying guns, they would merely tell the white people, you better get scared and buy more guns. So it would just work in their favor. Remember Barack Obama? He's a black guy. He didn't even have a gun. Did more for gun sales than anybody ever. So we have that insanity. You can go down to your local store and buy pretty much any gun you want, any long gun you want, and go on a shooting rant. No background check, nothing. Just, you have little mental health problems. No, we have a mental health problem. We as a nation should not be allowed to have guns because we are mentally unstable. That would be the diagnosis from any civilized nation, from any, quote, first world nation. That would be the diagnosis of the United States. Those some bitches are crazy. They shouldn't have guns. And I'll say it again. I'm not anti-gun. I'm not out to take away everybody's gun. Just pro-common sense. You know who isn't pro-common sense? Clarence Thomas. I know. You knew that before I said it. Well, you're smart. You're smarter than me. Clarence Thomas finally spoke up in the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas finally wrote his opinion, whatever. Clarence Thomas is upset. Clarence Thomas is mad because the Supreme Court refused to hear a case about shortening California's waiting period to buy a gun. California has a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun. That's when they do the background checks, the criminal checks, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody challenged it, and the the Supreme Court basically said, nah, we don't want to hear it. So Clarence Thomas wrote a 14-page rant saying the injustice of a 10-day waiting period. Now, this, mind you, this is within a week of a school shooting. He says the 10-day waiting period's unjust and wrong. And if it had been abortion, they'd have heard the case, meaning that now a lot of states already have a 24-hour waiting period and a bunch of other crazy laws about abortion. And as a congresswoman, a legislator, I believe in Missouri, wrote about if we made it as difficult to buy a gun as it is to get an abortion, there'd be a lot fewer shootings. But Clarence Thomas says, well, you can get an abortion. You only got to wait one day. So I think what Clarence is saying is that maybe... Now, I'm not one to say abortion is killing babies, okay? That's not my opinion at all. I've said it 1,000 times. My opinion, I'm not entitled to opinion because I'm a man. Men don't get pregnant. I think abortion is up to women. I think women should have the right to choose, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my point. But now I'm going to pretend I'm crazy conservative and I'm like, abortion is murder. So what Clarence Thomas is saying is that, you know, You can't kill the sumbitches and you can't abort them and kill them in the womb, but you should be able to buy a gun quicker in case you want to kill them once they're born. That's it. That makes sense. Yeah, you should be able to buy a gun quicker. You shouldn't have to wait 10 days if you want to kill one once he's been born. How about 2 days? I don't know, Clarence. What's proper waiting period for murdering somebody once they've been born? Because we can't kill... Fuck. I don't. Sorry, people. I don't even know how to make that argument make sense to make it funny. I don't know. What's he saying? He wants to debate the 10-day waiting. But the whole nation is still upset. Now, mind you, the nation's not going to do anything. Okay, we're not going to change the rules. We're not going to make AR-15 or military-style weapons illegal or any of that. So forget all of that. But we like to pretend we're still in our honeymoon phase with gun laws, and we're marching and pretending that we're going to change them. So let us enjoy that at least. But no, Clarence Thomas won't even let us enjoy our fake gun control fantasies, our fake common sense fantasies, our fake background check fantasy. He won't even let us enjoy that. He says that the Supreme Court should hear the arguments against a 10-day waiting period so you can get your gun sooner to kill somebody sooner, unless they're a fetus, then you can kill them. You got to wait longer, and you're not allowed to destroy them as a fetus. But once they're born, yeah, that's it. Once they're born, you should get your gun quicker so you can kill them now that they're alive. And as far as being kids, no, that doesn't matter, because we had Sandy Hook and now we have Parkland High School. So no, killing them underage is fine. You just got to get that gun sooner. Right, Clarence? Bless you. Fucking idiot. This is our Supreme Court justice. Oh, boy. The Olympics, I'm a big Olympic fan. I haven't been able to see much of it. Again, on the ship, I get international ESPN, which means I watch what they say to watch. And apparently, there is a big cricket thing going on between Guyana and Jamaica. I had no idea, but it was the most important thing for me to watch. Tried to watch some of the Olympics. Trolls, which are everywhere. We have trolls. They're attacking. No, they're not attacking. They're enjoying Lindsey Vonn. She's only won, as far as I know, she's won bronze in the downhill. She didn't win anything in the slalom, and they're very happy. If you remember, Lindsey Vonn said back in December that she's not skiing for the White House. She's skiing for America, and that she wouldn't go to the White House if she won the gold medal. So they're all rejoicing in the fact she didn't win the gold medal. Trump supporters. This is a group I don't get. Make America great again, yet cheer when American athletes lose because they don't agree with you. That's their logic. Now, last night I did a show at the Improv. It's called We the People, produced by Mark Malone, comic guy. And the idea for the show is two left-wing comics debate two right-wing comics, and come up with solutions to problems using humor, making it funny, or just sometimes just making fun of the problem, making fun of the argument or whatever. Now, the right-wing comics were not super right-wing, but in the audience, we had all types, and we, you know, it was a fun show. It was a fun show. But there were two Trump supporters in the audience, and this was amazing to me. So they said that the problem with the country is, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically said that the country has a left-wing agenda. And I said, but wait, we have a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president. Like, all three branches of the government are right-wing. And they said, yeah, but they're not real Republicans. Some of them are Republican in name only, and they're not right. And I was like, it's impossible to debate with you. That's an impossible stance. There's no way to debate with you when that's what you say. When you say that we're Republican, but they're not right-wing enough, that seems like an internal right-wing debate. And they followed it up with Hillary. I don't even know how. They jumped to blaming shit on Hillary Clinton. I don't even know how they made that jump. But there's no way. So when you talk about debate, there's no way to debate that. There's no way to debate that. I would sooner try to teach Kyrie Irving that the earth is round than try to debate these Trump supporters with that type of logic. It was fascinating. Show was pretty funny. We had a good time. But you, thank God we comedians were debating each other, and these two were just chiming in. Because they stumped the host. Ben Glieb hosted, and they stumped him. They stumped him with their statement. I know what we were talking about. We were talking about the Russians hacking in the election. And if the Russians hacked the election, isn't that an attack on America, left or right? And they were like, no, because Hillary Clinton was somehow involved. I don't even know. I'm as dumbfounded as I sound now is how dumbfounded I was on that panel. Fascinated even. So when you, in light of that, rooting against Lindsey Vonn or rooting against a gay figure skater is lightweight shit, you know? Fox News had a column where their executive vice president, John Moody, wrote that the Olympic Committee wants to change the Olympic motto from swifter, higher, stronger to darker, gayer, different. Yeah, he said that. They pulled it, but he said it, and he's a VP, so what the hell? Again, if you only used your powers for good, imagine what you could do. Meh, ain't gonna happen. So that's it on all of that. I'll give you one more case of our insanity. In Missouri, hey, maybe this is where Clarence Thomas went to school. I don't know where that crazy son of a bitch is from, but he could be from Missouri. I have a good friend from St. Louis, and he constantly tells me how crazy Missouri is. So I guess this proves it. I'm trying to see what town. Okay, in a Missouri town. Doesn't say, but anyway, kids are selling raffle tickets. Do you know what the prize is? An AR-15 assault rifle. I'm not making that up. Neasho, Missouri, I guess. Anyway, their coach, Levi Patterson, says he's decided to turn it into a positive thing. And the weapon was donated by Neasho gun manufacturer, Black Rain Ordnance, Inc., and, yeah, so that's it. So if you go to Neasho, wow. Coach says gun raffle's been going on for years. Evil's always existed. And you're actually giving away the same gun that was used less than a week ago in a school shooting. And the tickets are being sold by kids. Again, you want to talk about mental health? Explain that one. Explain that to a rational person. Hey, As my boy Philip, may he rest in peace, used to say, make me understand. I'm 5 years old. Make me understand. You can't. There's no way. You know where I'm going? Wakanda. That's right, people. Black Panther. You didn't think I was going to do a podcast and not mention Black Panther. Listen, I was on Black Card Revoked, and I barely walked away with my black card. I am not doing a podcast in Black History Month and not mentioning Black Panther. My black card will disappear forever. Ever, ever. Phenomenal movie. Yes, I saw it. Of course I saw it. I had to. But it set all kind of records. It sold, you know, I don't know, 200 million plus tickets first weekend and lived up to the hype. It was a really good movie. I'm not going to try. I'm trying not to do any spoilers. You may not have seen it. I just enjoyed all the hype around it. So here I was. Now, this wasn't an easy weekend to be black. I ain't going to lie. I get off the cruise ship, right? Black Panther's out. And it's All-Star Weekend. You know what kind of pressure I'm under? You know what kind of time pressure I'm under? My body doesn't know what time it is. I've been on a cruise ship floating around from the Eastern to the Central to the Eastern time zones. I fly back. I live in Pacific time. But I somehow got to fit in getting to see Black Panther and watching All-Star Game activities. And then there were a bunch of fake tweets going around by white people saying, I was beat up on the way to see Black Panther. I was beat up. And they put up fake pictures of people from other beatings, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, you know how dumb that is, white people? Let me explain to you how dumb that is. What if black people thought, oh, shit, I'm supposed to beat up a white guy on the way to Black Panther? I'm not busy enough. I got to beat up a white guy to get in. I didn't even know that was the rule. So now I got to get to Black Panther. I got to beat up a white guy and I got to get home in time for the dunk contest. Man, I got shit to do. I can't talk to you. This is why I didn't do a podcast, because I ain't got time to talk. You know how busy my weekend was? I got dunk contests and three-point shooting. I got parties to not be allowed into. I got some of the most beautiful women and the sexy women in the world here hunting for NBA players. And I'm just scrimming around with my ass looking like a washed-up football player. I play bouncers in the movies, baby. That don't carry no weight when there's NBA All-Stars running around. Jesus Christ, what a weekend. Honestly, it was a fantastic weekend. The All-Star Game was great. I loved it. That Team LeBron versus Team Steph, the game came down to the last few minutes. It was a tight game right to the end, which was great. That's what they wanted to be. It was great players making great plays. They played defense that's never been seen before in an NBA All-Star Game. That was just absolutely fantastic. There were dunks and three-pointers and everything you might want to see in the game. It was great. And LeBron won the MVP, proven to the world, yes, he is still the best. He is still the king. LeBron is still the king. And what I truly loved was a tweet that I got. And I'm going to have to read it for you because it was a beautiful thing. So I tweeted how great I love the All-Star Game and how great LeBron is. And I got this tweet from a guy, his handles Lonely Blue Boy. Don't know what that means, but he looks like an older white guy. When I say older, I'm going to guess this guy's over 70. And this is what he tweeted. I'm starting to get interested in basketball again now that it's not just a giant bunch of giant dudes fighting under the basket. Splash Brothers, three-point rule, and time clock have made the game interesting. I claim Splash Brothers as honorary white guys. Now, this is the kind of accidental racism I can't even get mad at. The Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two great three-point shooters from Golden State. I would get mad at this guy, except he brought up the shot clock. Like, if you're old enough to remember NBA basketball before a shot clock, you are too old for me to get mad at. I know there's people out there that whip an old man's ass. I can't get mad at you. You remember basketball before the shot clock. I ain't even worried about your level of racism. Good luck with that. What a week. What a week. It was fantastic. It was ups and downs. When I say it was fantastic, I just meant for me being on that cruise. Honestly, all kidding aside, the horror of school shootings, you know, the families They'll never forget. We as a society will forget. It's been a week. It's almost a week. We'll forget by next weekend. There'll be something else. They'll never forget. They lost kids. They lost teachers. The teachers had families, etc. It's horrible. Donald Trump, he forgot. He was down there. He went down to see, I guess, the victims and the first responders. He posed, giving thumbs up. Oh, jeez. And then he went to play golf. They were having funerals. He went to play golf. So, yeah. There's that. Who's paying attention is my podcast. You are my people. Thank you so much for listening. All next week, from the 26th to March 3rd, I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club. Love that club. Love that town. Thank you so much for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are. Now listen, I got 2 more weeks of cruises coming up in mid-March. But other than that, I promise to keep my ass podcasting. Thank you for listening.